Rule number three, your most important product is heat. I don't represent talent, I represent temperature. This is a funny story, actually. I was over at whose house was I at? I was at Ron Meyer's house, and an actor came up to me and said, "You're my agent, I haven't heard from you in months. What's going on?" I said, "I don't represent talent, I represent temperature, and you're not fucking hot, so why would I call you?" End of story. Boom. During my reign, commanding the most powerful agency in Hollywood, I regularly interviewed highly qualified agent trainee candidates, usually all with prestigious MBAs or law degrees from the best Ivy League cookie cutters in the country. And although I went to Harvard for undergrad, I fucking hate the Ivy League. They're a bunch of elitist pricks who naively think waving an expensive piece of paper around paid by the trust fund their slave-owning ancestors left them is what gets shit done in this world. The way I see it, the Ivy League didn't reject me. I rejected them. That's why I went to Michigan, go blue, for my JD MBA. I could have gone anywhere, but I needed to be back among the real people, not picking out which paisley bow tie matched my boat shoes with the confederacy of blue blood monkeys lining the halls of the Ivy League. And yet, here I am, interviewing candidates from Ivy League schools. Yes, I see the irony in that. That's life. Despite my preconceived notion of Ivy Leaguers, these allegedly smart, talented, ambitious people had made it through the hellish gauntlet of carefully crafted interview hurdles, leading to the final crucible of a face-to-face sit-down with me. Polished young men and women would confidently stride into my office, bedecked with credentials, prepared to wow me with their puerile achievements and accolades. As they handed me their resumes, I always did the exact same thing, threw them in the trash. Then, amid the mounting confusion and terror, I would ask them all one question: what is the most important thing we sell here? I loved watching them twist in the wind as they ransacked their mental database of buzzy business jargon for the right canned textbook reply. They would respond with various grad school babble speak like, "The most important thing you sell here is talent."